Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes, 'cause I give it feeling.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the vibe check. On PXY Mornings, happy Monday. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just... On those good vibes, yeah.
Yikes
is right. 585-252-9800. Breezy, let's hear from some of our friends this Monday morning.
I know.
See what's popping off.
Are you guys like here? Are you with us? Please let us know. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Temporarily moved to Florida.
Ooh.
But still listening to the show every day, and I'm looking forward to another day working at Disney World. That's from Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Tell the mouse we say hey.
Yeah. Tell him we said what's up. Tell Pluto I said come through.
Goof. I'm more of a goofy girl.
Really?
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely love it. Hannah's here. She says, good morning. Vibes aren't high because I missed watching the Bills play yesterday. Yeah, well, we get it. We do.
We understand.
You gotta watch what, like the Eagles or something?
It was less stressful though. That way I was able to just sit there and enjoy football all day long, you know, without the worry.
So was your like, if the Bills aren't playing, obviously, what's the second team that you're like most interested in seeing succeed?
Probably the Rams. You know, that was really my only other option when I was in LA.
Are they LA?
LA Rams, yeah.
What about the Lightning Bolts? Is that the Rams?
What the hell are you talking about?
What's the LA one with the laser?
Oh, the Chargers.
Why does New York and LA have like five teams for each?
It's a huge market.
It's
a big market.
I know, but like maybe get a team in like Oklahoma or something.
You know, San Diego was... They went from San Diego Chargers to LA Chargers, and everybody in San Diego was very upset. They should have left him there.
So tough. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. It's the first day of fall. Off to the gym. Have a great day, Queens.
Is it the first day of fall? The 22nd.
Thank you
for bringing that to our attention, Amy. It is the first day of fall.
You should have known as the meteorologist that you are, but I didn't hear a peep from you. Tell me you're not prepared. Without telling me you're not prepared.
The first one to always throw me right under the bus, my co-host. All right, Breeze, how are your vibes?
Vibes are good. Busy weekend. Even busier week. I have a wedding this weekend. So looking forward to that.
What part are you taking?
No part. Attending.
That's good.
It's at the Memorial Art Gallery, though, which I'm excited about because I've never been to a wedding there. You know?
Yeah, I would love to go to a wedding there.
Yeah. This is going to be my first of two. One of two.
All right.
So, yeah, very excited. We'll scope it out. We'll see what the sitch is. But I just had an overall, like, good weekend. It was very busy, but I spent some quality time with friends, loved ones, everything in between.
Yeah.
So.
I miss my parents. I'm like, are you guys ready?
15 minutes down the road.
Huh?
Go see them. They're only 15 minutes down the road. Are they home yet?
No.
Oh, when do they come home?
Still out of the country. Thursday, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did they have to get like a temporary visa to go over there? They've been over there for like a month.
I know. I think they're ready, to be quite honest. As beautiful
as... I thought they were coming home this past Thursday.
No, no.
Jiminy.
But yeah, I agree, man. It was a good weekend. I got some family time in on Saturday. I got to hang out with some friends, had a good dinner Friday night. And then yesterday I was with friends all day watching football. So I feel recharged.
Good.
You know?
Love it.
It's a new day. It's a new week. So let's get after it. Coming up on the show this morning, you guys, New York State Police have launched a new program I want to tell you about aimed at helping both law enforcement and people with autism during public interactions. This is all put together to help the police in certain stressful situations, but we'll tell you what they're doing coming up next on the show. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. New York State Police have launched a new program officially aimed at helping both law enforcement and just people with autism during public interactions. I know there's been some really tough situations we've all seen on the news between police and people who are on the spectrum. And the Autism Awareness Visor Card Program is going to help troopers communicate and reduce confusion or fear during a lot of these interactions. So each patrol card is going to have one of these, which it basically has simple visual icons on it. And it's going to be used to communicate as needed. And according to the state police website, one in every 45 adults in the U.S. has autism. And they said, you know, we come into contact with them and we want to do better to educate our members and also people who have autism how to handle the situation so it's a safe interaction with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
This came from Trooper Lene Crane. And Crane emphasized the importance of training officers to recognize when someone might need extra help. There is different ways to approach different situations. If you have someone who may be nonverbal or may be sensitive to lights, being able to look at that and being able to identify that may have, you know, some challenges. But this card is there to help. People can download the card and print it out to use at troopers.newyork.gov. I think it's going to be helpful. So yeah. Basically what it looks like is it says, please be patient. I have autism. And it allows the person to point to, hey, why am I being pulled over?
And so they have the card.
They
do. The person with autism has the card.
It's in every one of the police officers' vehicles too, where they can hand it to the individual. It's going to say at the bottom, please wait while I check your information. You are being either warned, ticketed, or arrested. And it just kind of goes down the list.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that's going to be a big help.
That's definitely like scary to be in that situation for anybody, but especially someone who deals with that, with autism or any type of anything on the spectrum, is definitely hard.
Yeah, especially it's dangerous, especially if you have an individual who is nonverbal and doesn't speak and they can't communicate what's happening. It could be a bad situation, so I'm glad that they're taking the first steps here to do something about it.
For sure.
Coming up on the show, working with your significant other, not always easy, but sometimes extremely helpful, especially when you're in a bind.
Very much so. And, you know, we have a lot of people in this building that they're married or they either have been married or they've been dating and they work here together.
Or they're married and secretly dating someone here.
Honestly, I wouldn't put it past anybody. But when you are kind of owning and operating a business, I think it's a little different. And that's exactly what happened this weekend with me and my fiance, Patrice. I put her to work. She might be my first and last employee. I'll tell you exactly what happened and why she's not too happy about it coming up next.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show, you guys. Working with your significant other, especially if you do it, it has its pros and cons. It has its ups and downs.
Yeah. They always say don't crap where you eat, but when you're the one who's running the whole ship, I mean, I think you can do whatever you want, right?
Well, you know, I found this interesting because you found yourself in a tough situation over the weekend.
Yep.
And now that you have a fiance, it was pretty easy to pick up the phone and say, hey, I need you to have my back on this one.
I need you. Because guess what, guys? I know this might shock you, but I double booked.
But which is crazy to me, because if you know Breezy the way I know her, this girl's got like 14 calendars in front of her.
I know. It just slipped through the cracks, which is horrible. And as you guys know, when I'm not on the radio doing all the things that we do here, I own and operate a mobile braiding bar business. So I do like little girls' birthday parties. I do pop-ups. I love braiding hair. I always have. And I just, a couple years back, I turned it into my side business.
Right.
And I love it. And I, you know, make decent money off of it. And it's fun. But it's really taken off recently. And I accidentally booked two parties in the same day. Same time. It was a nightmare. One was in Buffalo. The other one was here in Rochester. And I was panicking because I didn't want to cancel either, because I don't want that reputation, right? So I asked my fiance, Patrice, who has come along with me to braid in certain situations.
She's pretty good at it.
She's pretty good at it. And I've taught her some different ones too. You know, she knows the basics, and then I taught her the other ones. Is she the best? No, she needs practice, but she's good enough to send her off.
But how did you decide which house to send her to?
I was going to send her the closest one. And the other one that I had in Buffalo was like more complex that she just couldn't do.
Oh, you had to go to Buffalo?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a lot.
You gotta charge a travel fee. No, it was so crazy. Sidebar, this is so random. But like, I showed up to this random birthday party in Buffalo, which I don't even know how she got my contact, but whatever.
Yeah.
So random, because there's like 100 of them out there. And the DJ, first of all, this was a 10-year-old's birthday party.
Okay.
But the DJ was also from Rochester. I'm like, why didn't we just carpool? He was wearing a Red Wing shirt. I was like,
oh, that's interesting.
What's happening here?
Yeah, we should have carpooled.
Now you guys hiring out the next town over. So anyways, I went to the Buffalo one because I wasn't going to make her drive that distance. Also, she couldn't do what I needed to do over there. But the one here in Penfield was only 5 girls. They got the most basic package. Like,
perfect.
All is good.
Yep.
So I go to Patrice. I'm like, can you do this? She's like, I really don't feel comfortable. I'm like, you got to do it. Do you want a house? Do you want,
oh, yeah.
Do you want this mortgage paid
See?
For?
See, this is what I'm talking about. When Breezy runs into a problem, it becomes everybody else's problem.
It's so true. It's so true.
Right?
So she's like, I like really don't think I can. I was like, I really think you can. You are more than capable. You are a star. You are a bright light. Like, you got it. I go, get started.
But you had to forewarn the homeowners of who was coming. You had to apologize for double booking?
Well, no.
Or just say, I'm sending.
I just said, hey, because sometimes some of these moms only hire me because they want to hang out with me because we do this show.
Okay.
And the daughters want nothing to do with braids. So
okay,
pretty awkward. But I texted her and I said, hey, I'm going to send my right hand. She's the best. And then I will get there when I can. She was like, okay, that's fine, whatever. So I send her the part. She had to be there at 6. I was like, I'll be there at 7. Well, I didn't end up leaving Buffalo till like 6:45. So,
oh, yeah. Did you even get there?
No, I didn't go.
You didn't even go?
I didn't go.
That's tough.
So Patrice is like sweating at this birthday party. She's like, I'm forgetting how to braid. I don't know how to braid anymore. Like, it's all leaving my head instantly. I'm cracking under pressure. I'm like, you're doing amazing, sweetie. So I'm calling her when I'm like on my way. I'm like, I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. She goes,
I'm home.
She goes, what's your ETA? I go, 7:55. She goes, party ends at 8. No point in coming.
Yeah, I'm like, don't even bother.
Perfect.
So you owe her big because she really had your back on this one.
Yeah, I mean, but she got to keep all the money.
Yeah, but still, that's not the point. The point is that you were in a bind. You would have looked really, really bad for double booking, or which you did. But right. If you canceled, that would have been bad.
So,
but she really came through for you.
She really did. And I was so appreciative, and she absolutely crushed it. But I think the question still stands. Like, is this sustainable for our soon-to-be marriage?
I mean, is she even...
She's my employee at this
She's
point.
Not on your... Did you make her fill out a W-2?
I mean, that's, you know, that's an off-air conversation. But I think, you know, working with your significant other in a space where somebody else is the boss, where you guys can, like, bitch and moan about the boss together.
Yeah.
That's like kind of a bonding moment. But when you're working for your significant other, I think it's a whole nother layer of complicatedness, and there's a lot of moving parts.
So many of you guys listening too, you work with a significant other, and it's something I would never ever want to do. And I watch people here in the building do it.
Like, everyone here is so incestual.
You know,
it's
so just
crazy. They're all married to each other.
No, that's not true. There's a hand.
Four of them. Well, some of them are divorced now, but
right. But it's just one of those situations where I would have a hard time. Like, I need to be able to go to work, have my space, then come home to you. But to work all day together and then go home, there are people who are married that do morning shows together.
That's a nightmare.
I couldn't imagine.
That's a nightmare.
I couldn't imagine. I'm sure the content's good, but so what?
But at the same time, like, on the other side of the coin, Patrice doesn't like when I'm gone all day braiding, and she's like, I never see you. Like, this is stupid. Like, we have 2 days off to spend together, and now you're off doing this. I'm like, well, come with me, and we'll get it done faster. So that's how she kind of gets roped into it, too, because she loves me so much that she's like,
Sounds whatever. Like she just doesn't understand the hustle. She don't understand the grind.
She's just very different. Very different, you know, very different goals when it comes to money. She's like, you live to work, and I work to live. I'm like, yeah, that's the difference between us.
That's definitely the difference.
I just booked you a party, so head out there.
Just listen, hey, at the end of the day, this is going to help you pay for your guys' wedding.
It's exactly
up.
What I'm saying. So, and all the parties that we do together, so if she goes and does her own, that's her money to keep, obviously. But all the ones we do together will go in a separate account for us to spend on things for us, whether it be flights to Florida or something along those
That's lines. What it is. You do a great job with the biz. If you guys are looking to know what it's called, we can't tell you because it would be moonlighting, and that's against the rules here. We just can't do it.
Go to my Instagram. 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. 76 for the high today. A mother versus her 16-year-old stepdaughter. Who's going to win this round? Angela from Brockport wrote us, and you guys can too. You can always reach out to us on our Facebook page at 98PXY and leave a message. Her 16-year-old stepdaughter took her car without asking, then brought it back with a huge dent in the fender like nothing happened.
Oh my God.
Here's the full message from Angela. We were all stupid teens once, right? Hi, guys. Here's a good one for you next week. I honestly don't know if I can keep being the nice one here. My 16-year-old stepdaughter took my car this past Friday night without asking. Not only did she scrape the fender, she parked it back in the driveway like nothing happened, as if I wouldn't notice a giant dent in my own car. And what makes it worse is she lied to my face about it and told me it wasn't her. I only noticed it because I was leaving for work the next morning and saw a chunk of paint hanging off. I showed my husband, and his response was, "Teenagers do stupid things. I'll speak with her and make her apologize."
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? I'm the one paying the insurance. It's my car.
Right.
It's hard to depend on my husband because he refuses to punish her so he doesn't come off as the bad guy.
Right.
So when I hold her accountable, I'm the evil one.
Yeah.
What makes it worse is her lying to me about it. I feel awful admitting this, but I'm starting to resent of them.
You're like, I hate that broad.
I told her she should pay for the repairs, and my husband says she doesn't have the money. I don't even know what the punishment should be at this point. And if anyone has any advice for me, I'm all ears. Thanks, guys, for your time. Okay, so what's the punishment here? 585-252-9800. This girl took her stepmom's car without asking, puts a few dents in it.
She's like, yeah.
Brings it back like nothing happens. And on top of that, she lied about it.
The fact of the matter is that is just the most disrespectful thing you could probably do. And just like you sitting there and brushing it under the rug like nothing happened and not taking ownership or accountability. I get it. When you're young and you're scared that you're going to get in trouble, you'll do anything to kind of push it off and just pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But they're going to see it eventually.
So I remember my parents just got their brand new car. I begged them for permission to drive it. I'm 17, I'm a new driver, I take the car, I pull into the McDonald's parking lot. I pulled
Had
into
to get
the
snack wrap.
I pulled into the parking spot a little too forward. I hit that, you know those stupid garbage cans that are made out of rocks?
Yeah.
It scraped the whole entire corner of the fender. I mean, I messed this front end up. And I bring it home and I'm sitting in the driveway, scared to death to go into the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I have to.
I go,
can you guys come outside for a second? And the look on my mom's face was just pure disgust. I was like, you guys don't understand. Like, someone sideswiped me.
You're like, you don't understand. The garbage can came out of nowhere.
It was really bad, but at least I was honest.
Yeah, you owned up to it.
Jim says, this girl is 16, not 6. My son tried the same stunt with our car. He lost driving privileges for 3 months. Mowed lawns to pay for the damage, and it's the best lesson he ever learned. You got to make her pay for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the dad just being like, and enabling her essentially, and being like, she doesn't have the money. Okay, then find the money. Hire her to pay me back.
Right.
Have her do chores around the house. Have her, you know, run errands. Well, not with a car, but you know what I mean.
Good morning, Moose and Breeze. So I'm listening to you guys right now driving to work, and I got to tell you, the problem is this woman's husband wants to be his daughter's best friend instead of her parent. And the fact that he wants to be Mr. Nice Guy and not Punisher says everything. You got to take her license away. Yeah, that's like step one.
Right.
She took the keys at night, took the car, brought it back all busted up. It was like, wasn't me.
She's like, see ya. Must have just happened in the garage. I'm sure someone hit it when they were pulling in.
Hey, Angela, I'm with you. I'm stepmom too, and I learned quick. If you don't set a line, you'll spend years trying to claw back respect. Take the keys. If she can't pay for the repair, she works it off. Whether it's babysitting, chores, whatever. Yeah. Brian just wrote in, your husband sounds like a bum.
Thank you so much for that, Brian.
Thank you for texting.
Thank you.
Did you ever, I know you were a horrible driver as a teenager.
Still am, essentially.
Yeah, but any issues with your parents growing up and like begging them to take the car? Or did you always have a car as soon as you got your license?
So I had a car, but the problem with me was I would get so many tickets, like speeding tickets.
Yeah.
That when I like got home from anywhere, like a long trip or something like that, I would like not really talk to my parents at all because I was so nervous to speak with them that they were going to find out about my, you know, pile of tickets in the back seat.
But you were under your parents' insurance, so they're going to find out regardless.
Well, not all the time. I had to hire a lawyer once. It was a whole thing.
Without them knowing?
Yeah.
I love it. Crazy. You had to hire with what money?
I know. I was working in college, but yeah, I had a lawyer on retainer for like 6 months. Yeah.
And then you're ridiculous.
My dad found out like 3 years later because I got so many tickets that I owed the state money every year. I owed him like $400 just to keep my license. He's like, what is this? I'm like, you know, my attorney worked that out. He's like, your attorney? What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, don't worry. I took care of it, Dad.
It's all worked out, so.
Let me get to a couple more. If you guys are just tuning in, Angela from Brockport wrote in and said that her 16-year-old stepdaughter took her car this past Friday night without asking and then scraped the fender, parked it back in the driveway like nothing happened. And no, her husband's not on her side. He doesn't want to be the bad guy.
No.
What's the punishment here? Let's go over to Claudia, who says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm not sure why so many parents today are so concerned with being nice. I never understood that. I have two teenagers at home. And I'll be the first one to say teenagers do dumb things. We all did. But lying about it and not having any consequences is not okay. My approach is she apologizes, then works to pay for the damage, and driving privileges are suspended for a week. I make sure my spouse explains it too so she doesn't think I'm the enemy. I'm about teaching responsibility, not punishing forever.
Right.
Yeah. Angela, thanks for the message on this one. Let me get to one more. Guys, I've been a stepmom for years, and it's easy to feel invisible when your husband won't back you. That resentment builds fast. Make this girl's life miserable for a while with chores and no phone and see what happens. Yeah, because your husband's not on the same page with you, clearly, Angela. Take away your daughter's keys, her license, her phone, her mattress, make her sleep on the floor for a month, and feed her once a day.
Okay, that's neglect. So.
I don't know. I'm not a parent.
We know. Thank God. Honestly. Thank God.
All right, guys. Thanks for the messages on this one. Angela, best of luck. You got to get your husband on the same page with you. Or as Brian would call him, that bum.
Or a divorce is on the rise. Let's just put it that way.
We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY. Stay there.
To PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
It was a huge weekend here in Rochester this weekend. Fringe Fest wrapped up. We're done with that. Put a little bow on it.
Close the curtain.
Send it away until next year. And then yesterday was a big day. If you were running around any area in Rochester, you early in the morning, you may have ran into traffic and been very frustrated and screaming at your steering wheel. But the annual Rochester Half Marathon and 5K returned yesterday morning on Sunday, and the race started at Maplewood Park and ended at Innovative Field. And there was a lot of runners doing their thing. They gathered near the tennis court, and the half marathon started at 7:30 and the 5K started at 7:40. If you remember correctly, last year I did run the 5K.
Well, so. I thought you were getting ready to run this half marathon. What happened? You were in training.
So, yeah.
I love how we just sweep things under the rug. By this time last year, I was supposed to be a professional skater.
Remember, it was like 6 months ago. I was like, so guys, I'm running the half.
Yeah.
And training starts today. I never even bought sneakers. yeah, things went sideways.
We're
super
so
quickly.
Full of crap.
No, literally. But it was fun. It was great. A lot of hundreds of runners. I saw pictures. And I think one of my favorite parts about this event specifically is the fact that so many people gather to cheer on these runners at different mile points and markers, and it's just really, really a good time. So, good times had by all. Well, mostly all. So,
if you made it through, congratulations. I'm sorry,
Moose, did you see any of the runners? He goes, absolutely not. Couldn't be me.
No, I didn't know what was happening. But listen, anybody that can run a half marathon or just a 5K without stopping, listen, I look at you guys, you're heroes to me. I don't know how you do it, but I just find that so unbelievable that somebody can run 26 miles, 15 miles. And some people do this just after work for fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I feel like we haven't done this in a while, and it's finally back. Caller 8 right now for everyone's favorite game,
Can't Be Breezy. Yeah.
Guys, this is your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see MGK and Wiz Khalifa perform live June 13th next summer at Darien Lake. This will be a sold-out show, and we want you to win these tickets before you can buy them. 585-252-9800 to go head-to-head with our girl Breezy. Caller 8 right now. Good luck.
Is free
and always will be.
Always will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat
Breezy!
We got tickets we need to give away to go see MGK and Wiz Khalifa June 13th at Darien Lake. This will be a sold-out show, and yes, we have your chance to win them before you can buy them, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Jessica.
Jessica!
Hi!
Jessica from where?
Macedon, New York.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Jessica, you're caller 8!
Oh my God!
You're going head-to-head with Breezy. And do you think you have what it takes to just destroy her?
Oh, absolutely, I do.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, my God. All right, okay, all right. Love that.
All right, well, Breezy's going to leave the room right now.
Jessica, may the best woman win.
Yes, queen.
Okay.
The rules are simple. You have 5 seconds to answer each question, and if you end in a tie with Breezy, you're going to get the win. You hear that, Breeze?
Okay.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, Jessica, let's go to question number one. What is the name of the actress that MGK was just engaged to?
Oh, Megan Fox.
Locking you in for Megan Fox. Let's go to question number two. In what country did the car brand Volvo originate?
Oh, my God. Sweden, I think.
Final answer? Sweden. Final answer is Sweden. We love the Swedish fish. All right, let's go to question number three. In what movie did Tom Hanks play a character stranded on an island?
Oh my God. Wallace, no. Castaway.
Castaway. And question number four. What's the name of the famous sitcom whose theme song started with the lyrics, "Whatever Happened to Predictability"?
Oh, no. I'm going to have to go with the Big Bang Theory.
Locking you in for the Big Bang Theory. Okay, Jessica, last question. Question number five. In a car, what do the letters ABS stand for?
That's a great question. My husband knows all these answers. I do not. I want to say it's the engine, like the name of the engine, but I'm not sure.
Well, what's it stand for? Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Time's up anyways. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up, Jessica, and see how well you did this morning. All right. So far, Hi, Breezy. Welcome back. We're looking at a total of 3 out of 5. Not too shabby.
Not bad at all.
Not terrible, Breezy. I'm sorry. I think I've made it too easy this for you.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on hold. Stay right there, Jessica. We're gonna go over to Breezy. Question number one: what is the name of the actress that MGK was just engaged to?
They're not engaged anymore?
No.
Megan Fox. No way.
Let's go to question number two.
Thought they had a baby.
In what country did the car brand Volvo originate? Three seconds.
Sweden?
Final answer?
Yeah.
Let's go to question number three. In what movie did Tom Hanks play a character stranded on an island?
Oh, Wilson?
Final answer?
Castaway.
Question four. What's the name of the famous sitcom whose theme song started with the lyrics, "Whatever Happened to Predictability"?
Oh, Full House.
Question number five. Breezy in a car. Huge car, girl.
Huge.
What do the letters ABS stand for? Breeze?
Automatic body.
Okay. All right. Let's get Jessica back on the phone.
Okay.
All right, Jessica. Right now, you got a total of 3. I don't even know how to say this. Breezy, Breezy won 4 to 5.
Did I really? Was it the body one that got me? Wait, what?
Let's run through the board real quick. Good
job, Breezy. Is Volvo really Swedish?
It is. Yes.
What? I pulled that out of my literal. You know what?
Megan Fox, yes, and MGK. That was the person they were engaged. Who cares?
I thought they had a baby.
Question number two. They're going to co-parent. Question number two. In what country we did that? That's Sweden. Castaway is the name of the Tom Hanks film. You both got that. What's the name of the famous sitcom? Whatever Happened to Predictability? That is Full House.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And yes, the last answer in a car. What do the letters ABS stand for? That would be anti-lock brakes.
Stupid. So what did you get wrong?
She
that
got
one
the,
and
Full House.
Full House you got wrong?
Yeah, I was really
when
disappointed.
When were you born?
How did I miss that? I love Full House. I was born in 91.
Okay, then.
So I should know that.
What a shame.
Yeah, you should definitely know that.
That's really bad.
But listen.
Listen, Jess. Jessica. I like you, okay? I think you're great. I think you're crushing it.
Positive energy all day.
And honestly, it's Monday, and it's just like too much admin to like pick up another phone call. So I'm going to give you the tickets. All I do is
are you serious?
Yeah, I'm feeling generous today.
And I'm going to be perfectly honest, Jess, you don't even deserve them.
No, she definitely doesn't.
All right, Jess. All right, stay on hold real quick. I got to talk to Breezy.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Stay right there.
It's just a lot of admin.
Just
like pick up
admin.
Another
it's
phone
a
call.
Lot
yeah,
of admin.
It's
and
a
the
lot.
Phones are blowing up. But don't you guys worry. We have plenty of chances all week.
It's like, how long can we play this game? You know?
For you to win MGK tickets and, of course, tickets to go see Wiz Khalifa. It's PXY Mornings. Hold on one second. Hey, Jessica, I need you to say my name's Jess from Mastodon, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Jess from Mastodon, and I can't beat Breezy.
No, you can't.
98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Doesn't that feel better, you guys? Doesn't it feel better to clear the air?
Right. 585-252-9800.
You can do it right now. What do you need to get off your chest this morning? Let them rip for There I Said It. Let's go over to a couple people here. I think, you know what? I'm going to do mine for today.
Do it.
I never understood why being child-free doesn't come with tax breaks. If you're not overpopulating the planet, you should get compensated. Where's my refund? There I said it.
Your refund is every day that you don't have to buy them clothes, buy them food, buy them this, buy them that. That's your refund. Take it or leave it.
Stefan Diggs never wearing a condom is crazy.
Oh my God. Now you're calling him out.
Dude, just wear protection. It doesn't fit. Okay. This guy's got like 5 kids on the way. He's the new Nick Cannon.
He has 5 kids.
He's got like, well, Cardi B now, and then, I don't know, I think like a couple others.
It's but, like his first child. You're like just making this up.
But it's all at the same time.
What?
Yeah. You didn't see Cardi B's video this morning? She's like, we're going to figure it out. Because asked her, like, how do you feel about all this? He's got multiple kids with different women, and it seems like they're all going to be giving birth at the same time. She's like, we'll figure it out.
His third child's on the way. You're acting like he has a gaggle of kids, like, just trailing behind him as he's running out of the tunnel.
Let's go over to Jeanette. I disagree with this take. The 90s weren't that great. The 90s were not that great. I think people just miss being young. Half the music was trash, and the fashion was even worse. There, I said it. Okay, half the music was amazing. The fashion, yes, that was questionable. Come on, you don't miss wearing overalls with a turtleneck underneath?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's all coming back around. It's all coming back around. You gotta just take it for what it is.
Nothing screamed, don't touch me on a date, than a woman showing up with a turtleneck and overalls on top of it. It's great.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow, this is a hot take. If you're upset your partner, if you're upset that your significant other got upgraded to first class and left you in economy, you are a terrible partner and likely a selfish person. There, I said it.
That's your dad.
I know, but he's seeking it out.
Yeah.
No, they're saying the person, like, you're not happy for them. You're a terrible person. The person back in economy, basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's tough. I mean, all the peasants are to the back of the plane. You got no knee room.
Never forget, we were on our way to Disney. My dad was sitting in first class. The back of us, we were in the back. There's the row of 3 people. It was me, my mom, my brother. And he sent my mom a drink back from first class. She goes, I don't want it. I'm so good. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Your mom, dude. That is great. I love it. Good morning, guys. You're not brave for going to therapy. You're privileged to be able to afford it. So let's all stop pretending it's accessible self-care for everyone. There, I said it.
BetterHelp.com. They really should sponsor us at this point. They really should.
I mean, $40 a week. Sometimes that's a lot for some people, you know?
For sure. But I mean, would you rather pay the $40 or go clinically insane and then have a hospital bill of like $800 for the day, you know? Just calling it for what it is.
All right. Okay. Carly says, hi, Moose and Breeze. I miss when ugly people knew they were ugly. What's,
oh my God.
What's happening today? Now everyone thinks they're a baddie because they use filters and own a ring light.
Remember that person that was like, I think we were at like Zuber or something, and they were like, look for the baddie in the white. You're like, I'm so sorry. All I'm looking at is the elephants. So tough. What?
I don't know why you would share that.
Why?
On the show. Because they listen. What are you doing?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, it happened.
Let's go over. Jeez. Travis says blocking someone isn't immature. It's emotional self-defense. And just remember that you don't owe anyone access to you ever. There, I said it. Well said, Travis. Well said,
Travis.
Buddy.
Travis.
Is this the same Travis that works out at Midtown and refuses to take his bracelet off?
It's so good.
Don't we miss that guy?
I asked someone over the weekend, I'm like, where are you working out at? Midtown. Oh, so you think you're better than me? Yeah, I do, actually. Perfect.
It is a nice place, though, isn't it? It's a nice place. Breezy went once as a guest a couple months ago. She was hooked.
I fell in love with pickleball. That was where I found my passion for pickleball.
All right, let's get to some.
I haven't played since, but that's all right.
Let's get to a couple more of your hot takes this Monday. Mark says, don't shoot the messenger this morning, but soda tastes way better after it's gone flat. There, I said it. Mark, you are a monster. Oh, that's disgusting. I was at a party over the weekend, and I was given a beer. It was so gross because it expired and the carbonation was completely gone. But I drank it because I didn't want to be rude. I was one and done after that.
You just dump it down in the grass. It's fine. I'm so sorry.
Like we weren't outside. I was just dumping it in the kitchen floor.
Remember when I watered the plant out here, but it's fake?
Yes, I do remember that.
Pouring water in it. It's a fake plant, so.
Then she comes back a week later. Why is this thing still brown? Well, it's not real, so. It's a fake fern.
Dead.
What's yours for today?
Mine for today is this. Cake really isn't that good. There, I said it. Cake is the most overrated dessert. Everyone's like, oh my God, I
you
love
can't say
cake.
Breezy, there's thousands of cakes. Pick one that isn't good.
Well, last night I was at my soon-to-be father-in-law's birthday. Carrot cake? Disgusting.
Oh, one of the best.
Raisins. Shards of carrots. Like, it's disgusting. It's
that cream cheese frosting.
There's literally walnuts and raisins in it. Disgusting.
It's so good.
Raisins is like the acne of baked goods. It's disgusting.
Don't get me wrong. Carrots and raisins don't typically go together. But you mix that up and throw it in a cake.
Anyone who likes carrot cake, I don't trust you.
I love a good carrot. Best carrot cake in town?
Cheesy Eddie's.
Cheesy Eddie's, baby.
No free plugs here.
Let me get to one more. Never cleaning your toilet bowl and allowing the dirt to form into a pink rim around the bowl is criminal. And the fact that people have no problem throwing a dinner party and allowing others to use this disgrace of a bathroom you call a restroom is disgusting. Take some pride in the bowl that you poop in. There, I said it.
Or...
hey, well said.
Never forget.
Nobody likes a pink rim.
The saturated hand towel. It's like, if it's soaking wet, maybe just change it out. You know what I mean?
This is the... I did this over the weekend. The towel was on the vanity. It's soaking wet. So
you're
just
wringing it out over the sink.
I won't use it. I use their bath towel hanging up. I just wipe my hands on that.
Who knows where that thing has been?
I'm never afraid to use a bath towel.
You would have been better off just not washing your hands.
God knows what I caught in that bathroom.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Ariana Grande waiting for your love, plus switching positions for you. She's a queen.
She really does it all. I can't.
New York State Police have launched a new program aimed at helping both law enforcement and people with autism during public interactions. So This is called the Autism Awareness Visor Card Program, and it's going to help troopers communicate and reduce confusion or fear during interactions. So each patrol car will have a card which has simple visual icons that can be used to communicate as needed. And according to the state police website, one in every 45 adults in the U.S. has autism. So they say when we come into contact with them, we want to be able to educate our members and also people who have autism how to handle the situation so it's a safe interaction. And as we've seen on the news in the last couple of years, some of those interactions have not been so safe.
Correct.
Trooper Lene Crane emphasized the importance of training officers to recognize when someone might need extra help. And there's different ways to approach different situations. So if you have someone who may be nonverbal or may be sensitive to lights, you got to be able to look at that and be able to identify what those challenges may be. So if you are interested in downloading the card and printing it out, you can do so at troopers.newyork.gov, which I think this is a great idea because someone had to take the first step here in moving forward on how to, you know, take care of these situations when dealing with people with autism, because there's a lot of people on the spectrum and there's people who are nonverbal. And when you can't communicate and you find yourself in a stressful situation, it can get ugly really quickly.
Correct.
So this is a good thing that's happening right now. Coming up on the show, resentment is a real thing.
Very much so.
And it stings, especially when it comes from a child. If you have kids, nieces, or nephews, I'm curious.
Uncle of the year.
Have you ever seen this happen? My almost two-year-old niece is officially holding resentment towards someone in the family. And for once, it's not me. Yeah. What's wild?
This niece isn't holding resentment against you. Yeah. But you have multiple other nieces and nephews.
That's true, yes. Yeah. She can't even talk yet, but her anger is loud and clear. I'll share the full story with you coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free. And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I find this so interesting because maybe some of you who have kids notice that maybe your son or daughter has this crazy attachment to somebody in the family.
Okay.
For my almost two-year-old niece, that attachment is towards my father. She loves my dad and runs to him when he comes in the house. My dad's been gone in Italy now for almost,
like a month?
3 weeks. My niece is not happy, and you can tell. And my dad was FaceTiming with my niece when I was in Italy. We're all on the phone. And it's my mom, my brother, and my sister-in-law, and they put my niece on the phone. She refused to pick her head up to look at my dad. She won't do it. She was so pissed.
Wow.
She was laughing and smiling at me. As soon as my dad popped up, she was not having it. She was like, shut it down.
She's not playing those games.
Shut it down. So we tried it again over the weekend, and she's laughing and giggling, and I'm holding her. And as soon as my dad got on the phone, she put her head down and got super quiet and sad. Without saying it, her body language screamed, just shut it down. Nothing to do with you.
Not this man.
No. She buries her head in my chest. My dad laughs it off, but you can tell. He's butthurt.
He's devastated.
Yeah, his little angel resents him, and she can't even speak yet.
Wow.
It's so interesting. So my niece and her twin brother have just very different personalities. Like, my nephew's very outgoing, constantly smiling, constantly laughing. Mm-hmm. My niece, she will sit there and read the room with a very serious look on her face. She takes note of who's in the room, who's standing too close to her. She's extremely judgmental. And like I said, I was holding her, and she's just sitting there. And it's like she stared at me with a straight face for what seemed like an eternity. And I finally said, I love you, Savannah. And then she sneezed in my mouth.
That's disgusting.
So my dad gets on FaceTime. She takes one look at him, that's it, buries her head in my chest, and she's so mad at him for leaving.
She's using you as a scapegoat, essentially, to make it seem like she's bonded with you while he was away.
Or anyone, for that matter.
Yeah.
She's basically giving him the silent treatment.
She's trying to make your dad jealous. That's what she's trying to do, obviously.
She doesn't even have a vocabulary yet.
No.
Have any of you guys with kids noticed that maybe your son or daughter or niece or nephew, they have an attachment to one specific person in the family, whoever that may be? But I was like, man, this is for the first time I feel like I haven't disappointed somebody.
Yeah, you're like, honestly, I'll take my wins where I can get them. A win is a win, right?
Yeah, I will absolutely take my wins.
But it's so offensive when a child doesn't mess with you. Like, it's so
really is
offensive. Like, for example, my best friend's daughter, like, some days she loves me, some days she acts like she has no idea who I am. And, like, on those days, I do cry myself to sleep.
It's tough because I told you the story of, like, as my nieces and nephews are getting older, my niece Olivia is really becoming this independent person. And it's interesting to watch because growing up when she was younger and I'd come home from LA and it's Christmas, she would run to me, Uncle Moose is home, Uncle Moose is home. And then a couple years ago, I walked in the house. She's like, ow, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'll just take your gifts back then. I was pissed. It's like, what's your problem?
I love that. Does she still do that?
Not so much. She just did a PowerPoint presentation in school and used our photo in the PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, so now she's using us for clout.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. Olivia?
Olivia?
Count your blessings, queen.
Chrissy says, my daughter loves me, but will straight up ignore my husband for 10 minutes if he's been gone for too long. Kids really do remember everything. Yes, they do.
Yeah. They just like take it all in and like, although they aren't speaking or have a vocabulary yet, like you said, they know what's going on. And they take note. And honestly, they count favors and they count disappointments.
They really do. But my niece, like, not even two yet, is just walking around with this chip on her shoulder. I'm like, listen,
She's like, this I know is you my can't house,
talk. So. I'm telling you right now, you got a pretty good life. So let's put a smile on that face.
Are you fighting with a two-year-old?
No, it's ridiculous. Okay, let me get this out of the way because my nephew, the youngest one, my older brother's
child. Yeah, tell him what you did this weekend.
Growing up, me and him didn't bond. He'd see me, but he was always like, he was very dismissive of me. Now as he's getting
older.
Now
you're trying to justify your behavior.
Now as he's getting older, he loves me. Anyways, it was his big birthday party over the weekend. I thought he was turning six. I got him a happy sixth birthday card. Apparently, he's turning seven. And everyone made a big deal about that. Yeah, I'm like, you know, I don't know what to tell you guys. I tried.
Uncle of the year, truly. You have five nieces and nephews. Five. That's not that many.
Yes, it is.
You can keep track.
You have none. You don't know what it's like. It's very stressful, especially during the holidays. Guys, my two-year-old won't let anyone else hold him except my sister. Doesn't matter who tries. He's straight up having a meltdown if it's not her. Kids pick favorites very early on. I like to think I'm the favorite. I mean, let's be honest. I am the cool uncle. Whether I know their age or not. You know, I made mention to my sister-in-law about this, but I think this is a sign that my niece is going to grow up to hold serious grudges. You can tell. I think she's giving us a glimpse of what she's going
What's
to be
to
like in the future.
What's to come?
She's not going to trust anyone. If you do her wrong, you're dead to her.
You're
going to
hear about it.
She doesn't forgive easily. But, you know, she's probably going to be an independent queen. You know what I mean?
She definitely will be.
I do feel like she's going to break a ton of hearts. And I can't wait to sit back and enjoy the show. I really can't. She's beautiful.
Yeah, but guess who's going to be calling you? Your brother. In sheer panic and just like, what are we going to do about Savannah? What are we going to do about...
What are they going to call me for?
I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
No, I'm not in the picture.
Yeah, they're not calling you.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
76 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. You know, Breezy's got another PSA for us this morning. You gotta live in the moment, you guys.
I think it's important, and I think I struggle with this as well as like a lot of other people, right? Of living in the moment and being present and doing all the things for myself and others around me, pushing me to that point. But I saw something over the weekend that really resonated with me, and I wanted to share it.
Okay.
It was this girl who I like absolutely love, and she's like, we're always being pushed by other people to look forward to the next moment. So like you start dating someone and
you make it 6 months. They're like, okay, when are you proposing? When are you getting engaged? When's this? And then you get engaged and they're like, okay, when's the wedding? When are we doing this? And then you have the wedding. And they're like, okay, when are we having kids? And then it's like, okay, when are you buying a house? When are you, like, it's always the next thing, right? And then Correct. If you have a kid, it's like, well, you can't have just one kid. You have to have two kids. And if you have two boys, are you going to try for a girl? Like, it just never ends.
You look at them and you say, why don't you mind your damn business?
That's what you've been doing for years, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
See, here's the problem. Most people will give you advice based on their fears, their failures, their limits. They tell you to slow down, to be realistic, to play it safe, because what you're doing makes them uncomfortable.
Right.
Because they haven't been able to do it.
Right.
Sometimes that's the case.
So I thought about this because I'm going through all these moments, right? Like, I'm going through all these big life events of getting engaged, getting married. Everyone's like, when's the date? When's this? And like, thank God I already have it planned, right? But like, if I didn't, and a lot of people are in this boat, like they just got engaged too.
Yeah.
They make you feel like inadequate or like you're behind the eight ball. And nobody wants to feel like they're behind the eight ball. And the excess pressure from others, some of which you know, some of which you've never met before in your life, is like, this is a lot. And it can really take a toll on you and your psyche of just rushing to the next thing and hurrying up and wishing your life away. And I feel like when I was growing up, even still to this day, my mom would always be like, don't wish your life away. I would always be so excited for the next vacation or the next big plan. I'm
no,
like,
of course.
I can't wait till October or whatever.
It's the thrill of having something to look forward to.
Right.
And it's easy to get caught up on that. And I told you, my 2 weeks in Italy was the most present I've been in years, because I wasn't watching TV. I was barely on my phone. I wasn't really reading any of the news or what was happening back home. I was just simply being in the moment. I got to tell you, it was thrilling.
Say, like, you really didn't post a lot of like videos or anything in Italy. Like, you posted a couple things here and there, but like, you didn't really post a lot in Italy.
It was weird having my phone in a separate room, and like 6 hours would go by without it by my side.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't ever do that.
Right.
And I was like, I really wanted to make it a point to focus on just being present with
family.
My family
and
enjoying a place that I've never been in my life.
Correct.
And that's exactly what I did.
Correct.
And I don't know. We should all try and find a way to do that. It's hard to do when you're caught up in your every day-to-day, you know, your routine, because there's so many distractions.
Right.
But
and
don't,
like the others, too.
Don't feel like you constantly have to explain yourself to people.
I know you struggle with this a lot, with people coming at you and being like, why aren't you married? Why aren't you dating someone? When are you going to have kids? Like, people use you as, like, their emotional punching bag of, why aren't you like me? You know what I mean? Why aren't you trapped in a marriage? Why aren't you trapped with children? Not that that's a trap by any means, but some people do feel that in that way.
No, it's constant. But I just find it so funny that a majority of the people who are always asking, what's wrong? Why aren't you married? Why don't you have kids? Majority of those people are all divorced or very unhappy. I'm like, statistically, I dodged my first divorce. I don't know what to tell you.
He's like,
I'm thriving.
Carry the one. Like, I'm literally doing amazing. I saved millions.
So how do you want to handle this situation with other people?
Moving forward?
Yeah.
You know, I think there needs to be like a pretty generic answer across the board to everybody of just like, and it comes down to genuine like curiosity and concern and like wanting to know. And then another part of it's like judgy and like just being nosy and in your business, right?
Sure.
It's like, you know, we're just trying to enjoy the moment. I'll let you know when I have updates, type of thing. Like, you'll be the first to know, Cynthia from Greece. You know what I mean? Like, you'll be the first to know.
I know so many of us deal with this. I know you guys are probably listening too on a day-to-day basis. You're constantly feeling like if you have a big event in your life, I know people are going to come at you and ask you a million questions because they care.
Right.
They are interested, but it becomes overwhelming.
Correct.
That's understandable. You're going to have to just, you know, learn to shut it down.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, this wedding coming up here, my own wedding, will probably be the biggest event of my life that I'm planning, at least. You know what I mean? So it's going to be stressful financially, emotionally, mentally, all of the things. And I don't need one more thing stressing me out about it. So being present, living in the moment. And I think going back to a week ago today, we announced that we were engaged on air. We did the whole thing. But I think going back to like the original engagement, having that time to just be the two of us for 2 weeks was magic.
Yeah.
You know?
Breezy is referring to her and her girlfriend, not myself and her.
Fiance.
For those of you who missed that, her and her fiance.
Yeah.
We're not engaged.
No.
But you are engaged.
Yes.
And by the way, real quick, I just want to ask you, everything you're talking about right now,
yeah,
does this involve your mother too? Is she on top of you about a lot of this stuff?
She'll like throw some things here and there, but no, she's very good about it.
Yeah, she's really been your rock.
When are you having grandbabies? I'm like, can we get through the wedding? Please. Please. Yeah. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but it's not going to be the easiest process.
No, Breezy is looking for some spermies, so.
We're good, thank you.
Okay.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Vibrant color, oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
It's a good one today, an absolute classic,
you
just like the one
that.
Last week.
You always say that.
I picked a movie Breezy's never seen. We're going to act out this scene from the film, and then Breezy will go home tonight, watch that film, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. So our characters are in a hotel room.
Okay.
And there's some cartoons playing. Well, at least in my mind there is. But we'll play some sound effects for you. Who cares? Anyways.
Not you having a stroke, climb on air.
So basically what I need your character to, you're really kind of trying to convince my character that there's a certain way to do something, okay?
Okay.
We are heading to the Olympics, Breezy.
Classic.
Okay, the stakes stakes are high. It's an absolute dream, and you and I were on the same team.
Okay.
Okay, but tensions run high.
Is this I Am Tanya?
Nah, to be honest, I never saw it.
I don't think I did either.
So, but an absolute classic. All right, let's set the tone here. And what's the name of that movie? If you know it, you can guess at 585-252-9800 for Moosterpiece Theater. Lights, camera. By the way, I have the first line today.
Perfect.
Action! Can you stop bringing up the Swiss team? We are not Swiss. Why don't you understand that?
Hey, look, man. Look here, man. I'm just trying to get us off on the right foot.
Well, the right foot for us is not the Swiss foot. I mean, come on. We can't be copying anyone else's style. We have our own style.
Kissing an egg is no style. It's the Olympics here. There's no push cart derby.
This is
no push cart derby.
Well, hey, let me tell you something, Rasta. I didn't come up here to forget who I am and where I come from.
Well, neither did I. I'm just trying to be the best that I can be.
Well, so am I. And the best that I can be is Jamaican, not Swiss.
And be the best. Be Jamaican. Is there a typo here?
No! Come on, read it!
Then be the best. Be Jamaican.
I'm trying! But we can't do that if you keep talking about how other people are doing it. We do it our way. Look, I've known you since Julie Jeff Act of Dingling. And I'm telling you as a friend, if we look Jamaican, walk Jamaican, talk Jamaican, and is Jamaican, then we sure as hell better bobsled Jamaican. Now, what have I always taught us to do on the ice?
You taught us to feel the rhythm. Feel the rhythm.
No.
Rhyme.
Do it again.
You taught us to feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time. Oh, God, you're right. We are Jamaican, and it really is bobsled time.
Ah! cut. I think we crushed.
It's really painful. To be
I was
honest.
Like, you know what? I was like, should I ask Breezy to do this in a Jamaican accent? I'm like, ah, probably not.
Butchered.
I'm probably
butchered.
All right, guys, this is probably Oscar nominated in every single category, if I had to guess. But what's the name of that film? The guesses came in and people knew right away. All I do is win, win, win. Yes. Charlene says, is it Cool Runnings? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
1993 comedy film based off of a true story about the Jamaican bobsled team competing in the Winter Olympics, starring John Candy.
Definitely haven't seen this movie before. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, it's an absolute classic, Breeze. You're going to go home. And no, it's not an independent film.
No, I know that for certain.
It definitely is not, but it is a classic. I don't know what you would compare this movie to. It was based off of true events, but it's a movie that I hold close to my heart.
Good.
Because as an athlete, this is a film that kind of hyped me up, you know, before I went and took the field or for my big games.
You were a soccer player.
Okay. Are you going to go home tonight, bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review? Wait, you absolutely crushed it, Breezy.
Thank
nice
you.
Job. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So, you know, strip clubs, they're a big thing, especially in Vegas.
Sure.
I don't know how much in Rochester, New York. I mean, we have a handful of them. The Barrel is a big one here. Mm-hmm. Some of the girls are literally at the bottom of the barrel, but hence the name. Hope for the
Mirage, of course.
No, that's not open anymore. There's no way.
No, I think it is.
The Mirage on Western Road.
Yeah, up by Kodak. I actually just passed it the other day.
I don't know.
Girls in the window.
Over the weekend, I saw my buddy and his wife. They stopped at the bar after dinner. And the two of them were celebrating their 5-year anniversary. And I said, so what's up? What do you got planned the rest of the night for the wifey and the 5-year? Because I was trying to figure out what the secrets and surprises were he's got up his sleeve.
Sure.
And he says, I'm going to take my wife to the strip club.
Oh.
Now, some couples get down like that. There are some women who love to see other women in that element, you know, and they do. They end up having a great time.
Yeah.
But I know his wife. Not super well, but she is conservative. You just get the vibe that she would be someone who would not find this would be off-putting for her.
Okay.
So when he says this to me, I said, you're going to take her to the strip club tonight? Is she cool with that? He says, dude, we'll find out, man. It's going to be a surprise. I said, you're just going to show up to the strip club with her and you think she's going to be cool with it? He says, well, if not, we're just going to leave. And I'm thinking, why would you want to put yourself
why
in that position?
Why waste the gas, you know?
Why? On your anniversary. I mean, talk about rolling the dice.
Yeah.
And
truly.
I was like, maybe this is more of an anniversary present to himself. Mm-hmm. And they just got done having a nice anniversary dinner at Good Luck. And then his next move was, okay, I think it's time to hit up the tally-ho. I mean, I was like, this seems like the worst type of surprise you can give someone, especially if they're not into it.
That's like giving someone a gift that you want yourself, you know?
Yeah, of course.
It's like, I gave my wife a new grill for her birthday. It's like, you wanted the new grill. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't, I'm like, that's an interesting position to put yourself in. And it seems like, I mean, I don't know. It seems like the worst type of surprise you can give someone, yes, if they're not into it. There are couples, like I said, who absolutely love this type of thing. I went to a strip club in Vegas years back for my cousin's bachelor party. I think it was called Spearmint Rhino. Quite expensive, but, I mean, they're throwing ass in there. Breeze, it was a nice joint.
Oh, my God.
And you could see which guys brought their girlfriends or wives with them, and some of them looked like they were having fun, and others, it was the worst time
like,
of their life.
I really hate it here, so...
Right. Have you and Patrice been together?
No.
Well, you haven't.
No, I don't think
you don't get down like
I don't think she would like that very much.
When was the last time you went to a gentleman's club?
I went to a strip club, the Barrel. Honestly, like probably a year ago. No.
Oh, okay. So fairly recent.
I'm sorry. Maybe like last spring.
Okay.
Not this spring, but last spring.
But if you're going to bring your...
I know what. On like a Sunday. I went with Kimmy. Kimmy goes all the time.
On a Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. You went on the Lord's Day.
Wild. They were still making a clap in there.
If you're going... If you're going to surprise your wife, on your anniversary with going to the strip club, not knowing if she's going to be done with it or not, you got to be willing to face whatever comes next after that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Back in the day when I was working with Spizzano and Sandy down the hall, we were invited to a strip club here in town because Sandy's very against these type of places.
Sure.
So we made her go on a Friday night. They asked us to leave halfway through the night because Sandy brought in Clorox wipes and I'm not joking. She started wiping down the tables we were at along with the front of the stage.
Stop.
And our boss, Mike Danger, knows that bringing his wife Sandy to a strip club for their anniversary would be a terrible idea. That is officially out of the question.
She comes in a hazmat suit. She's like, whoa.
I was like, way to not offend anybody in here.
Right.
Let's go over to a few messages. So basically, if you missed it, I found out over the weekend when I ran into my buddy. He's surprising his wife with a visit to the strip club for their anniversary, not knowing if she's going to have a great time or not.
That is so bizarre.
Rolling the dice on this, but
this sounds like a big ad move.
A what?
A big ad move. Like, this is something big ad would do.
No, 100%. Let's go over to Amanda. My friend's husband took her to a strip club for her birthday. She didn't know it was coming and ended up hiding behind a chair for most of the night. Not exactly romantic, but we did end up having a good time when it was time to leave.
Have you ever gone to a strip club with a significant other? Yes or no?
No.
No.
No, I haven't.
It's definitely a different vibe.
It's a different vibe.
Yeah.
I went into a strip club in Vegas one time with my old roommate. It was his bachelor party. And I said to the Uber driver, take us to the grossest place you have in Vegas. He goes, well, there's this little place off the strip. This place was a shed. We pull up to it. I was the first one to walk in. Place is empty. Three of the female dancers are all sitting in chairs, glasses on their phone. And they see us walk in and they run up to the stage. It was real.
I went to a strip club one time when I was in college in Syracuse, and I like turned down a hallway, like the wrong hallway going in, and there was just cots lined up down the hallway. I'm like, well, I think I've walked into something here that I probably shouldn't have seen.
You're saying cots.
Cots, like rollout beds.
Sure. Yeah, no, sure. Moose, Spearmint and Rhino in Vegas was crazy. Breezy would love it there. It's a strip club, but it's more classy and super clean.
Okay,
you
perfect.
Feel like $1 million when you're there. Yes, you do. Let's go over to Michelle. I would much rather have gone to a strip club on my anniversary. My husband surprised me with a cooking class. We ended up making sushi. I have a seafood allergy. So, of course, we leave and just ended up at Shamrock Jack's. The night sucked, but at least he tried. You can't win.
You just can't.
You can't win.
It's like strip club it is.
So if you guys haven't checked out Spearmint Rhino,
we'll be there after the show. Come say hi.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you? One of the dancers gave my buddy her number, and he called it, and it was like the Las Vegas Humane Society.
He's like, damn it.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.